This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing you a returning guest. It's been a while since they were last on the show. I'm talking about no other than Liberty Defense Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LDDFF and on a Toronto Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol SCAN. And with us today is the Senior Vice President of Capital Markets, Mr. Jay Adelaar. Jay, it's great to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Before we get started with the questions, could you please tell us a little about Liberty Defense and what your company is about?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So we are a security detection company. We have two corporate offices. We're based out of Boston and we have an Atlanta office as well with a huge engineering team down there as well. What we do is we've got three flagship products that we are working on. The first one and closest to commercialization is a HexWave product. So what the HexWave is a walkthrough portal that you walk through. It scans your body for metallic and non-metallic anomalies on your body. So it is all AI-based, came out of MIT, and it's trained to not detect or pick up on your metallic keys, your phone, wallet, all that sort of stuff. That's you just walk right through. But what it's trained for is what are anomalies on the body? Why do you have sort of, call it a pipe bomb or plastic explosives or a 3D printed gun? Why is that on your body? And that's the sort of stuff that it detects. We also have two other products that we just recently licensed from a corporation that's funded by the U.S. government called Battelle. The lab in the United States is called the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, and we license the HDAIT full body scanner upgrades for all the airports, the machines that you walk through, put up your hands, the next generation technology for that, as well, which came with that as well, was a shoe screener as well, so it would, give us the ability for all of us to walk through the airport and not have to remove our shoes. Obviously, something that nobody enjoys doing. And both of those technologies were funded through PNNL by the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA.
That all sounds amazing, like cutting-edge stuff. I understand you guys are gearing up for beta testing and then commercialization of your flagship HexWave product. Can you talk about what it has taken to get to this point and the team involved?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So to get to this point, we originally licensed the technology from MIT in 2015. We then raised about $40 million that's been spent on it to get it to this point. There's been a lot of, testing and trials and engineering time and whatnot to get it, but we're now at the point where we're about to launch beta. The technology, the hardware, software, that stuff has all been proven. It is working incredibly well. We have it in both our Atlanta and Boston offices, being tested daily, improving the algorithm and everything that goes along with that. And we plan to launch at the end of August this coming year. So exciting time for, everybody and shareholders and consumers alike. With our first beta test happening at the largest Hindu temple in the East Coast of the United States, they get about 1 million visitors per year. That will be our first beta tester. Then we'll follow that up with Camden Yards, home of the Baltimore Orioles and the Baltimore Ravens as well. So it's a little bit of it'll be Major League Baseball. And then we also, the other beta customers that we have is the University of Wisconsin. They have a stadium that hosts 85,000 people at their university for football. So it'll be quite great to sort of, have that capability and that, all those people come through the HexWave. And then obviously, detecting for threats as well, which is fantastic. And then we've also got Toronto Pearson International Airport. I think it's the second largest airport in North America. They will be using the Hex Wave for two things. One, people walking into the airport, you know, right off the curb and into the airport, where right now there is no security detection. You know, usually don't get that till you get to sort of further through the airport. So that'd be fantastic. And then the second place would be also the airport, screening airport workers as well. People that have access to the air side. So people that have access to the planes, fuel tanks, baggage, etc.
Wow, that's amazing. And it seems that with everything that is happening globally from a security perspective, your Hexwave technology will be able to help with threat detection in many different verticals. Can you discuss who your beta customers are and who could benefit from Hexwave?
Yeah. So, I mean, we just sort of, you know, went through the, you know, the betas and that's, and obviously that's great. You know, but the other people that are reaching out to us, I mean, obviously, you know, there's so many different verticals. I mean, you can kind of think of like where do people gather? You know, whether that's schools, religious centers, even community centers and stuff like that. Office buildings. We've had a lot of people, you know, towers out in New York. Like, I won't name any names right now, but, you know, some very, very large office towers where there's tons of people going in and out, of these buildings. Stadiums is obviously a big one. Airports, not only people walking into the airport, but obviously people, you know, employees screening as well. That's another big one. And then, you know, logistics companies, people that have, you know, thousands and thousands of people that process packages on a daily basis, you know, people that have access to products that could hand up, you know, that could end up in, you know, that do end up in consumers' hands. You know, testing for what are people coming in to work with and what are they leaving with, stuff like that. So, you know, and then one other thing to sort of point out as well is that we do have waivers that have been cleared by the FCC. So, there's no, you know, radiation or anything like that that's coming off of the technology. It's very similar, even less of a frequency coming off of it than obviously your cell phone. And it's the same technology that's used in the airports for those full body scanners. Now they operate in a higher frequency. We're in a sort of 6 to 10.6 gigahertz range.
That sounds crazy. Now, here's a question. Why now? Why should investors be closely following Liberty Defense at this time?
Yeah. Again, it's a great question. You know, we are at that pivotal point where we have spent the last 7 years developing and getting the technology to where we are now. And, you know, there's been, you know, many times, you know, along the ways when you are developing a technology, I think that you can hit, you know, hurdles and road bumps where it comes to a full stop. And that is where, you know, a lot of these companies end up folding, and not being able to make, you know, get to that sort of point of beta. We have a technology in our office. We have a team that is made up of, you know, all really the former best, you know, engineering and sales guys from some of the largest companies, publicly traded companies in the world on the security side. Our CEO, our president, used to work at a company called L3 Harris. It's a $40 billion publicly listed company. One spent 17 years there. The other spent over 20 years there. They left those major companies to come and work and, you know, build out Liberty. So we clearly have something special, and we're really at that point where we're about to launch beta. Beyond that, that's in August. Beyond that, we expect to launch, start doing sales in Q4 of this year. And then by the end of Q1 next year, we plan to start delivering the units. So we're really on the cusp of going from this engineering and development company to a company that is selling, a cutting edge, never seen before technology, really, to, you know, the greater markets. And hopefully you'll be able to see it in sort of, you know, all the stadiums that you enter and exit and you know, airports and, you know, protecting everybody that's accessing airplanes, etc.
That sounds amazing. It's really exciting. Now, Jade, to wrap up, is there anything else that investors should know about Liberty Defense Holdings?
No, I think, you know, like I think we covered obviously a lot of stuff right now. We are very excited about what we have going on and everything that we are doing. at this point in time. We're just excited to sort of get the product out of the office and into the field. It's taken us a lot of effort and time. We've had a ton of training on the technology, on the software, on the algorithms, but we have a product right now that we are super, super excited about to get out there into the public realm.
Mr. Jay Adelaar, he is the Senior Vice President of Capital Markets for the company we're highlighting today, Liberty Defense Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LDDFF and on the Toronto Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol SCAN. Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.